I'm at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. My first time ever, thanks to FMC, and I have with me Rusty Mitchell and Don Johnson with FMC. We're going to talk about some new products for these cotton growers that are, and whoever else is in the industry that's coming out here. It's a big show. So let's just start out with you guys telling me what's new from FMC that these folks are going to come talk to you about.
Chuck, good to see you today. We've got quite a nice crowd out here so far this morning. It's early for a Friday morning. As you know, this is a cotton, and they call it the gin show, but it's also the farming gin show. So it's not specifically just cotton, although that's a big key part of it. Big push on soybeans and corn and rice as well. But
yeah, I'm learning as I go here, and I've already been told by Cindy, my wife, that I'm not allowed anywhere near the 3 p.m. puppy giveaway that they have. I never seen that on a program before, but I guess we'll find out.
It's a big deal here. It is.
It's funny you say that because several years ago we were down in the basement where they give the puppy away, and the only traffic we got through our booth in that location was the ones that come to see if they'd won the puppy. So, yeah.
I can imagine. So, Don, what's new? I know we got a new product out for cotton.
Well, we've got Display, our cotton defoliation product that we launched last year. Had very good success with it. Our rates run from 0.4 up to 0.6 of an ounce of material out there. It fits good in the first shot on our cotton defoliation. That's where we haven't been playing with the product that we had from FMC in that first shot. But we came out with this product. It fits very well in there, especially as a Folex replacement. Give a good opportunity on that first shot for the cotton defoliation, and excellent results last year, first year out.
So when you say that, that means you've gotten some good feedback from your customers. Sounds like a low-rate product, then.
It's a very low rate, less warehouse space for our customers to stock the product, compared to the competitive products out there in the marketplace. So excellent on dropping leaves, you know, juvenile growth, knocking that out of the top. Excellent product, very good success last year.
Does a great job on vegetative morning glory desiccation as well for that second shot. Sure does.
Well, let's also talk about, and this, I know this may not be your area for specifically, but you've got a lot of videos that are now called just The Minute, brought to you by FMC with Jake Turner. For these folks that are coming here, we might want to just point out to them that they can go to the website for that, FMC Crop website for the Minute, and sort of register, and you got a watch and win contest, which doesn't mean you're winning product. It means you're winning cash, possibly, right? I don't know if you're...
Absolutely.
I know it's not your area, but...
Yeah.
But
you can go to that. Jake, we've got several on there. He specifies a lot around, you know, key activities, regardless of what the crop is,
right,
the new products that we've got coming on. But it does give the producer an opportunity to learn about the products that we have available now, help from the standpoint of their production practices. And at the same time, like I said, you've got a great opportunity to register and win some great prizes.
It had been focused mainly on the Midwest and our products that fit up there in the corn and soybeans, but they're expanding that in 2014 for the southern crops,
exactly,
for cotton and rice and those crops.
I just saw Jake was at the Commodity Classic, which is going on at the same time right now, and I think that's pretty much, these shows tend to overlap that way. But I just wanted to get that message in there because it's kind of neat to, I met the guy that won, I forget what the grand prize was last year, but let's just say he was a pretty happy camper with FMC, and uses your products, of course, too.
Sure.
So I know it's just early here at this show, but how important is this show to FMC? I know you probably have been here for quite a few years.
We've been here several years. I mean, before I even got into this business, which is in the early 80s, you know, we were at this show. But it gives opportunity for the growers and our dealers, customers, distributors to come in and set up and look and see what's new, what each company brings to the market every year. We always say that we have a bad show is when the weather's great out there and they're in the field, they don't show up. We always hope for a little rain so it drives them to the show and we can stand here all day and visit with our customers as they come through.
It looks pretty out there right now, but if I understand right, there's going to be some rough stuff coming in this weekend in the forecast, what I heard.
There he is. We've got some rain coming in. It's already wet out there, so it's kind of really impeded the ability for them to do any type of field work. Cool weather. It's been a little bit cooler and wetter than normal for us, so I would expect a pretty good showing this weekend. Really would.
Well, when it comes to your area here in the Southeast, what's your outlook for this? I mean, we don't know what the weather's going to do, but if she cooperates, what's your outlook this year?
As far as you're talking about crops?
Yeah,
and,
in your area. You know?
Right now, what we're talking about, for the most part, it appears everything that I'm hearing, the rice acreage is going to be up, soybean acreage will probably be flat, pork cotton acreage is possibly going to be up. There may be, at least in the Mid-South, a reduction in corn acreage at the expense of cotton and soybean this year, yeah.
It's my understanding on the rice acres, they're going to be up because the new farm program that came out may benefit the rice grower more than the other row crop growers.
Yeah, I haven't really had a chance to study that. Like any legislation we seem to have today, it's not simple. It takes a while and especially nice to have somebody interpret it for you.
Understands,
you know?
Sure.
All right. Well, Rusty and Don, it's great to talk with you here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. We're in Memphis, Tennessee, home of rock and roll and the blues, as I understand it, and some pretty darn good barbecue, by the way. So hoping to sample that. So here from Memphis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.